Now this song is dedicated to a special kind of person. The kind of person who's hiding under rocks and in closets wherever you go. Hiding behind a guise of respectability. The cowardly journalist who hides behind his typewriter, exploiting people who can't fight back. The assassin who strikes people by surprise. The sicky sadist who hides behind his police badge to commit crimes of violence against other people. Whatever role they're playing, these creeps are always the same. Because a pig is a pig, and that's that.
Vancouver, as 2018 comes to a close, and on behalf of the men and women of the Vancouver Police Department, I want to thank you so much for your support throughout the year and over the many years past. As the chief of the Vancouver Police Department, I'll tell you that last year we responded to about 280,000 calls for service in Vancouver. That's about 740 calls for service per day. And the brave men and women of the Vancouver Police Department were honored to be out there serving you in our communities, keeping you safe in your homes, safe in your businesses, and safe when you're out and about downtown, going to a movie, going out for dinner, and you're out with your families. It's our job and it's our goal to keep you safe in this community, and we're honored to do that. So on behalf of all the members of the VPD, I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all the best for 2019. Thank you.
Right of way in an intersection.
Hey, my friend, I apologize if I came in your way, but I did not see you. You kind of just popped out.
I was watching, because I was watching this to make it across like this. You're supposed to slow down because I was going over like this. I exercise my right of way. You're supposed to slow down. Pedestrians have the right of way. The right of way in an intersection. Yeah. I exercised my option. I stepped into the fucking thing and I'm walking this way for the two vehicles, that are coming this way, right? He's supposed to slow down. I exercised my option. Pedestrians have the right of way in an intersection. Yeah, I exercised my option. I
pulled.
He did. Oh. He did. He's coming at me. He didn't even step on the gas. He didn't even slow down. No, this is him. This a cop. This guy hit me.
Oh,
yes. God. I'm looking over this way, and he didn't even, I'm exercising my options. He didn't even slow down. He says, I'm sorry, I did it, I wasn't looking. What the fuck? You're not looking in front of you, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. He fucking, I looked over like this, and I can see that he's just in an instant that he's not slowing down. I fucking feel like this, and he just flipping back my bag all over. This is who hit me, the cop.
as stated.
So what time is it? It's barely after noon. Sunday, 5:12. Boy, that was fucking unreal. Huh? No, no, I got the license plate number, though, and I was just recording the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? You'll never have to move again. You could probably get some money out of that, too. Because if it was on the other way, he'd be fucking all over you. If it was your fault.
Exactly, exactly.
You'd be handcuffed in jail by now.
Exactly. Exactly.
I heard it all the way up to commercial, I heard it.
Yeah?
And then I seen you know, what the fuck happened? Yeah, I looked at all the tanks. I thought maybe somebody threw them or something.
Yeah. It was like fucking, no, I was just lucky that I looked just at the very last second.
Did he do it on purpose?
Huh?
Do you think he maybe did it on purpose?
Yeah, really? What are you looking at? If you're not looking straight in front of you, what the fuck are you looking at?
He's on his phone or the thing. Yeah.
I'm going to file a fucking claim or something.
You get $5,000 at least.
Huh?
You get at least $5,000.
Because I'm gonna be. Yeah, exactly.
Because he could have killed you.
Yeah.
Body camera laughing and joking about the death of a student has gone viral. And since its release, we are hearing from the police union for the first time.
That video shows officer and union vice president Daniel Otterer laughing about the death of 23-year-old Janavi Kandula, who was killed by a speeding patrol car back in January.
But she is dead. Yeah, just write a check. $11,000. She was 26 anyway. She had limited value.
Now, in a statement released today, the police union says the video was taken out of context, and they say they're sorry for the impact, stating, quote, "There is much more detail and nuance that has not been made public yet," end quote. The officer claims the comments were made to mock lawyers. Today, we spoke with Joel Merkel. He's the co-chair of the Seattle Community Police Commission, a group that provides civilian oversight for SPD. Merkel says people want answers now, but the current systems in place prevent that. Meanwhile, protesters took to the streets tonight calling for charges against the officer who hit Kandula.
They also say they want SPD to fire Officer Daniel Otterer and the person on the other end of that phone call. Fox 13's Jennifer Dowling was at tonight's rally and joined us from the newsroom with their demands.
Good evening. They are focused on accountability in this case. They say they don't believe any of the officers have faced any serious consequences so far, and those protesters are calling for something to change.
A group of more than 50 marched through the streets of Seattle, stopping at the crosswalk to light candles and leave flowers where Janavi Kandula was struck and killed by Seattle police officer Kevin Dave while she was trying to cross the street.
Does Janavi's life have value?
Yes!
Kandula was a 23-year-old student. Supporters held signs saying her life is priceless.
Louder! Janavi Kandula!
Earlier this week, Seattle police released body cam footage from Officer Daniel Otterer. In the video, you could hear him laughing and making jokes about the death of Kandula. The Seattle Office of Police Accountability is investigating the video. This man who didn't want us to use his name said he was hoping that Otterer and the person on the other end of the phone would be fired and prohibited from working further in law enforcement.
It is not something that should be said, period. Full stop.
He also felt that Dave should be charged in the woman's death.
Do we want, you know, to keep these people accountable and stop these sorts of things from happening? I mean, 74 and a 25 is, without sirens on, is absolutely insane.
Protesters say law enforcement needs to be held to the same accountability standards as regular people.
The double standard is absolutely deplorable.
When asked what they thought about the Seattle Police Officers Guild statement Friday, they said that Otterer's comments were taken out of context. They said they were not satisfied with that response.
Highly doubt there is any scenario which could justify the words, you know, that were said.
Back here at home, a woman faces attempted murder charges after Portland police say she hit another woman with her car. This happened this morning at about 3:30 near Northeast 72nd Avenue and Lombard Street. Police say there was a dispute between 18-year-old Sonia Velasquez Aniqui and another woman, and that's when police say the suspect intentionally ran over the victim with her sedan. The woman was taken to the hospital and is in critical condition tonight. The suspect was interviewed by detectives and taken to jail. She now faces charges, including second-degree attempted murder.